Oops.
In a warehouse near downtown Salt Lake City, used wheelchairs, scooters, and other motorized assistive devices are given a second life. Citizens Reutilizing Assistive Technology Equipment, or CREATE for short, is part of the Utah Assistive Technology Program, located at the Center for Persons with Disabilities on the Utah State University campus. CREATE takes donated assistive devices and parts and refurbishes them before giving them to those in need. They charge a one-time service fee for the devices. CREATE wheelchair and scooter technician, Tom Bowman.
Nothing goes out of here for over $500, you know. This chair will be, there's a $250 service fee, and then it's the cost of new batteries. This is easily, when it was new, a $6,000 to $8,000 chair, you know, so. And it's still got, I would say easily 70% of its life left in it.
Bowman was fixing up a motorized chair for a client in Utah Valley. After steam washing the wheels, fixing some bearings, and replacing the seat, the chair will be ready to go. No insurance or proof of disability is required to receive a chair from CREATE, but there is an evaluation process. CREATE makes arrangements for clients to come to the facility so they can be fitted to the chair that's right for them, according to program coordinator Alma Burgess.
Then after the measurements and whatever information that we need to take from them, we take that information and then go out into the warehouse and see if we have a device that's already been refurbished in our inventory.
If CREATE doesn't have a device that fits the client, that's where Bowman comes in. He'll refurbish a device so that it's the right fit for the right person. Vicki Long lives in Provo and works for the state of Utah with the Division of Services for People with Disabilities. She says she had heart surgery 6 or 7 years ago, and the medication given to her after the surgery affected her muscles. She was using her mother's old power chair to get around at her job, but when she needed a new one, she got in contact with CREATE.
I was really surprised because I was actually just expecting, you know, if there's one that works, I'll take it, because I was desperate for a chair that would work. And he's like, no, let's see if we can find you something or, you know, make you something that would fit your body better. And that's what they did.
Long says her insurance would not cover a new chair after her mother started having problems. According to Burgess, insurance companies might not cover a new assistive device for up to 5 years.
And that's the void that we fill, is the people who don't have insurance or the people who have the insurance and it hasn't been that 5 years before they can get a new one. And so we can fill that gap and help them out.
Burgess says CREATE has seen an increase in devices given out per month. The service has gone up from 2 or 3 devices a month to 4 or 5.
That doesn't seem like a lot. But to that one individual that receives a piece of a mobility equipment, providing them independence, that means a lot to them.
Long, who says she paid $464 for her new chair when her old one would have cost $1,600 to replace, says she was very blessed.
They are so nice to you, and do you need this? Could you use that? And, you know, they wanted to make the whole experience, you know, just as easy and as smooth as possible, and it really was.
For more information on the CREATE program, visit our website at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eric Jungblut.